We are continuing our shiur in the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. This is part two of the shiur. We're being choker now, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The kaftor of Aferach in Prakim Zion and Yud holds that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is noeg in all the gvulos of Ole Mitzrayim, even in those areas that were not captured by Oile Bovel, like Beis Sha'an. That's why the Kaftor of Farach himself settled in Beis Sha'an, because they said, hey, people told him it's not a mitzvah to live there. He says, I'll show you that it is. And he lived there himself. And he makes the same distinction as the Tashbits we saw in the previous shir, that Kedushas Mitzvahs Lechud and Kedushas Shechina Lechud. There's a concept of Kedushas Mitzvahs, and there's another category of Kedushas HaShechina. The mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz is totally in Kedusha Shechina. The mitzvah of Yishuv Ha'aretz is totally in Kedusha Shechina. And that is a Kedusha Yisodis Hatluya B'Kinyan Avram She'ena B'Teilo Olamis. That Kedusha Shechina is dependent on the Kinyan of Avram Avinu, and that is never batal. And therefore, even in those places that were not miskadesh by the Ole Bavel, they nevertheless have the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz because of the Kedushas HaShechina that didn't stop there, even though the Ole Bavel didn't capture it, but it still has Kedushas HaShechina. It was promised to Avraham Avinu, captured by the Ole Mitzrayim, so it has Kedushas HaShechina. And that's how the Radbaz in Sanhedrin Talad Vav explains the Mashmos Divrei HaRambam, that Smichas Dayanim is done B'chol Makomos Shekavshu Ole Mitzrayim, because this din that Smicha is given in Eretz Yisrael alone is totally in Kedushas HaShechina, and therefore it's noeg even in a place where you are not noeg Mitzvah Hatzlius Baratz, if you're not knowing Mitzvah Hatzlius Baratz in the areas of Ole Mitzrayim, nevertheless, the Kedusha Shechina is there, and Smicha will be knowing there, and so holds Rabbi Yoshua Lemikutne, Shuvus Yeshuas Malko, Yitzam of Vav Samu Zayin, Lahalacha. However, the opinion of the Rashbitz is that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is because of the mitzvahs Hatluyos Ba'aretz. The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is because of the mitzvah Hatluyos Ba'aretz. The Yeshuas Malka holds that it's because of Kedushas HaShechina, and the Rashbitz holds no, it's because of the mitzvah Hatluyos Ba'aretz, and so is the opinion of Rabbi Yankov Emden in the Mor Ketzias Simen Shin Vav, and his Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And there could be an afkamina in Israel Yitzia Me'aretz. The Yeshuas Malko was omed on the opinion of the Kaftor of Aferach, and he said that the only Isser to leave is Migvulot Ole Mitzrayim. Because those places have a mitzvah of Yishuv, and Mamela there's no Isser to leave there. In contrast, Tosfos and other Rishonim prove that Ole Bavel captured Akko. How do you see that? Because when the rabbis would take leave of each other, they would only go until Akko, because they're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, like it says in Gittin 9 Vav. Now, according to the Kaftor of Aferach, there's no proof. Why is there no proof? Because that's only talking about Kibush Ole Bavel. And according to the Kaftor of Aferach, the Isser Yitzia is talking about leaving the broader area of where Ole Mitzrayim captured. Now the opinion of Tosfos is matim to the Rashbam. And the Re Karkusha in the Shitas HaKadmonim, the Rashbam's in Bava Basra Tzadi Aleph, that the reason you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael is because you're mafkia yourself from the mitzvah satzlius baretz, and that obviously is totally in the area of Olei Bavel, not Olei Mitzrayim. However, we could say that there are two dinim. There's an Isser Yetziya Mikibush Olei Bavel because you're mevatel mitzvah satzlius baretz. And then there's also a mitzvah of Yetziya Mimakomos of Olei Mitzrayim because of the Kedushas HaShechina. And it could be that that's what the Ramban means in Reish Gittin. We also can discuss, according to this, the Mashmos of the Gemara and the Poskim. Gemara in Gittin Ayin Vav in the Poskim in Aruch Hayim Tavkuf Lamed Aleph Dalet. The Makor is in a rush in White Cotton. Yedal, the name of the Ravid. Look at the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Alacha. That the in Tavkuf Lamed Aleph, that the Isser Yitzia Me'a Aretz includes even a short leave of Eretz Yisrael for a tiyul, except for marrying a woman, learning Torah, making money, schayra. Magen Avraham add to it in the Dvar Mitzvah, but stam tiyul, even lezman is also. Now, it's mistaber that if you leave for a short time, you're not mevatel mitzvahs yishuv haaretz. You're not mevatel mitzvahs yishuv haaretz. You're only leaving for a few minutes. You're only leaving for a few days. But that means you don't live in Israel anymore. If I have a mezuzah in my house, every time I leave my house, I come home, I have to put up the mezuzah again. No, it was my house even when I left it. Eretz Yisrael is my house even when I leave it. What about hafkami mitzvahs? What about hafkami mitzvahs? Are you mafki yourself from the mitzvahs? No. Those few days that I'm gone, so who said in those few days I was going to be mekayim the mitzvah of atzlius baretz? When I come back, I'll be mekayim the mitzvah of atzlius baretz. Personally, permanently, so that's it. No mitzvah atzlius baretz, but for a few days, when you're here, you don't have to be mekayim every day mitzvah atzlius baretz. So what's pshat in this yitzias manis? So the chora, the yitzias manis, is only a dindera, is only an esedera bonum. A nafgamina in the gedra of the mitzvahs yishuv, if it's tali in kedushas hashchina, or mitzvahs hatlius baretz, we saw one before about the raya from Akko, where you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael from. Remember, we said that according to the Yeshuas Malko, according to the Kaftar of Ferach, you're not allowed to leave Gvulos Olei Mitzrayim. And we suggested because that's you're leaving the place of the Shechina, and Olei Bavel is mitzvah atzlius baretz. So if you're now allowed to leave where the Olei Bavel captured, that'd be alts mitzvah atzlius baretz. Now the Olei Mitzrayim captured, that'd be alts the union of kedusha Shechina. Another nafkamina would be the union adin of a kol ma'al l'aretz Yisrael. That a husband and wife can force each other to make aliyah, and they can't force each other to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Ramon, Evan Ezra, Ayin Hey, brings from the Maharam that it was Manazel, only the Baal could be kofa his wife. The wife can't be kofa the Baal. Look at his reasoning in the Avnei Nezer and Tufnun Dalid, Lamed Beis. The Ramban, in his Perish Al HaTorah and Sefer HaMitzvah, says that this din comes to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, there's a din of hakol ma'al and vein hakol motzim. And if so, there's a nafkamina to the areas that were captured by Olei Mitzrayim, not Olei Bavel. If the whole vort is mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so there's a din of hakol ma'al, is it noeg in the areas of Olei Mitzrayim, or is it also noeg in the areas of Olei Bavel? If pshat is because of hakol ma'al, because of the kedushas hashchina, and even Olei Mitzrayim, if it's Midin Mitzvah Tliyas Baretz, then I call Ma'alan applies to all areas of Olei Bavel. The Avnei Nezer brings the Ma'arit that in one Shuvah he says that there's no din of Ma'alan from Mitzrayim to Aza, to Gaza, what they are talking a lot in the news now. As we speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor Chayaleinu, Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka, Mikol Negel Machla, they're in Aza right now fighting. So there's no din Ma'alan in Mitzrayim La'Aza. Why? Because Aza wasn't captured by Olei Bavel. And in another tshuva he says, Fakir. There is a din Ma'alan, because that's included in the Haftachat Avram Avinu. So which one is it? The Rashbitz says that this din of a kol ma'alan is totally in the key of mitzvah tliyas baretz. Wherever you chayav mitzvah tliyas baretz, olei bavel, that's where you are going to be chayav in mitzvah yishuv. So he holds that it's totally mitzvah tliyas baretz, and he has to hold this way. Because in Ksubis it says that you can, this din of Akol Ma'alan, to force to go from Eretz Yisrael to from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, also applies to Evra Yarden. Now, according to the Rashbitz, Evra Yarden doesn't have Kedushas Hashchina. All it has is mitzvahs, Kedushas and mitzvahs Atliyas Baretz. So, Memela, if you're allowed to force to go to Evra Yarden, it must be that it's Tali, mitzvahs Atliyas Baretz, and not in Kedushas Hashchina. However, according to the Kaftor of Ferach, it's Talui in Kedushas Hashchina. Now, based on the foregoing, we can understand very well the distinction the Rashbitz made between Eiver, with respect to Eiver Yarden, between the Kedushas HaMitzvahs and the Kedushas Hashchina. Because according to the opinion of the Rash, Eivar HaYarden is not included in the Kinyan to Avram Avinu. And it says in the Kaftor B'Ferach that the Kedushas HaShechina is Talui in the Kinyan to Avram and not the Kibush. And therefore he held that there is a mitzvah of yeshiva in all of the Gvulos of Olei Mitzrayim, even though the Kibush is batal, because there is still a Kenyan to Avram Avinu. And therefore we understand that there's no Kedushas HaShechina in Eivar HaYarden, because it's Talui in the Kenyan to Avram Avinu. And only Kedushas Mitzvahs HaTluyas Ba'aretz we have in Eivar HaYarden. Midin Kol Mokom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem, since they captured it, so then, like we said before, they're Chayv and Mitzvahs. So we understand the opinion of the Rashbitz that in Eivar HaYarden there's no Kedushas HaShechina, there's only Kedushas HaMitzvahs. Why? Because it wasn't Kedushas HaShechina, like we saw in the Kaftor B'Ferach, it's totally in the Kinyan to Avram Avinu. And once we say that Eivar HaYarden wasn't given to Avram Avinu, Memela, there's no Kedushas HaShechina. What is there? Yes, there is just Kedushas HaMitzvahs. Why is there Kedushas HaMitzvah Tliyas Baretz? Because they captured it. And with this we can understand the Ran and Nedarim, the Maisa of Ula. He's coming up to Eretz Yisrael, and there were these two people with him, and one of them got up and he shechted his friend. And Rabbi Yochanan didn't understand. It says, V'nosan Hashem l'cha Hashem lev ragaz, give you an angry heart. That's talking about Bavel. So he answered him, no, We hadn't yet crossed the Yarden. So the Ran says, Ve'ever ha-Yarden lo niskadesh lahavos ha-omer lemiktas kedushas. Ever ha-Yarden, it wasn't sanctified. You can't bring the omer from Ever ha-Yarden. It doesn't have a few kedushas. It's not as holy as Eretz Yisrael proper. But what does that have to do? What does bringing the omer have to do with the Lev Ragaz? The Lev Ragaz is in Bavel. So what does that have to do with the fact that, no, don't worry, in Ever ha-Yarden, you're not chayiv to be mevi omer. You're not being, it's not holy for Avos HaOmer. What does that have to do with the fact that there you're going to have a Lev Ragaz? So the kasha of the Ran was, what does it matter that they didn't pass over the Jordan? Even the eastern side of the Jordan, even Ever ha-Yarden has a din Eretz Yisrael, Lenin Kedush Samitza Tliyas Baretz. And on that he answered that you don't bring the Omer from there. And the explanation is based on the Tashbitz. That Ever ha-Yarden doesn't have Kedushas HaShechinah. And the skulos of Eretz Yisrael and the special brachas of Eretz Yisrael are not chol Ever ha-Yarden. That's called Tumea, like we saw in the first part of the shir. And therefore, Ever ha-Yarden is included in the pasuk of Nasati L'Hashem, Lev Ragaz. They'll have an angry heart there. And what's the raya that it's not so holy? Because you don't bring Omer from Ever ha-Yarden. It says in the Mishnah and Kalim, Eser Kedusha Sain, Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes, Mikol Aratzes. What's its Kedusha? You bring Omer Bikurim Shtei Alechem. You don't bring from all other lands. The Gra erases famously the words Bikurim, the word Bikurim from the Mishnah. And the reason is explained in the Shnos Eliyahu, because Bikurim is a mitzvah Hatzluya Baretz. And the Mishnah doesn't mention mitzvah Hatzluya Baretz like Trumas and Maisus and Shvius. We have to understand, why didn't we mention these mitzvahs with those special aspects that are miyachid Eretz Yisrael from the other Aratzos? Why doesn't it mention the mitzvah Tzliyas Baretz? So the Achronim explain, Rav Menachem Zemba and his Otzer HaSifri, in the Mikdash David, Rav Aaron Kotler and Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, the Griz and Menachas in the name of the Grach, based on the distinction between Kedushas Shechinah and Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas HaMitzvah. And therefore the Mishnah is enumerating 10 Kedushas. It's talking about Kedushas Hashuras HaShechinah. Because we talk about Kedushas Arechoma, Yerushalayim, Harabayis, Kodesh Kedoshim. There's no chilek of Kedusha in the Mitzvah Tzliyas Baretz. We're talking about Hashuras HaShechinah. Now, mitzvah tzliyas baretz, you can have in other lands also. If the Jewish people capture it, barabim, you can have mitzvah tzliyas baretz in other lands as well. So that has nothing to do with the ma'ilas ha'aretz be'etzim. And that's not what the Mishnah, the Kedusha, the Mishnah is talking about. And therefore, the Mishnah only brought the ma'ila of Omer and Shtei HaLechem because that's a siman, that's a sign, that's an indication, that's a modeh, that's a measuring stick for the Kedushas HaShechinah. Because Omer and Shtei Alechem are not mitzvah tzliyas baretz, they're a carbon. And that is the Kedushas Haaretz, that only from there you can bring these carbonas to the Mikdash, and therefore the Gra erases the word Bikurim. Because he holds that the Bikurim are noig only in Paris Haaretz is because it's a mitzvah tzliyas baretz, and it has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about this Mishnah in Kalim, is talking about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that's Talui and Shechina. In Asheras HaShechinah, not Mitzvah Satzliyas Baretz. Mitzvah Satzliyas Baretz isn't totally in Asheras HaShechinah. You could have Mitzvah Satzliyas Baretz even outside of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Bikurim, which is totally in Mitzvah Satzliyas Baretz, that doesn't belong. But Omer and Shtei Alechem, these are karbanos. These are holy. You can only bring them from Eretz Yisrael where there's a Shechinah. And therefore, the Mishnah does enumerate Omer and Shtei Alechem. The Rambam does have it in his Girsa because the Rambam holds that Bikurim also have a din of Kodshim. So it is totally in Kedushas HaShechinah besides being a mitzvah Tzliya Bar, it's like other mitzvahs Rahim. Now, that the Ran brings that Ever ha-Yarden isn't kosher for Havas HaOmer and Shtei HaLechem is now very well understood because there it doesn't have Kedushas HaShechinah. Even though you have mitzvah tzliyas baretz. So Memela, since you don't have Kedushas Hashchina in Eivar HaYarden, Memela, it's also this place of Lev Ragaz. Person wants Menuchas HaNefesh, it's got to be in Eretz Yisrael proper. And as long as he didn't pass the Yarden, he's in that pasuk of Lev Ragaz. So that is the second part of the shiur, and then it's Hashem. And next time we will complete this beautiful exposition of Mitzvah Tzlius Baretz and Kedushas HaShechina. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.